Steve Gerber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. We come in with Peter Noone and Herman's Hermits, which is totally appropriate. We're joined now by legendary rock and roll music manager Harvey Lisberg. He has a new book out, I'm Into Something Good, My Life Managing 10cc, Herman's Hermits, and many more, and we're lucky to have him alongside for a conversation. By the way, the book is co-written by Charlie Thomas, who directed a documentary, I'm Not in Love, The Story of 10cc. Harvey, so nice to have you. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here, Scott.
There are so many great stories throughout the book. We'll hit on a few of them through our conversation today. And it's just a pleasure to be talking to you. Your book begins with, of course, a little backstory on your life. And then we enter the professional stage of your life as a manager. And your life as a manager begins with a pretty auspicious meeting of you seeing a band, Herman and his Hermits, and meeting Peter Noone, the lead singer from Herman and His Hermits, at the ripe old age of just 15 years old. When you saw Peter Noone and you saw Herman and His Hermits, had you any inkling that the band might be such a huge turning point in your life?
No, none at all. I was writing mediocre material, songs, trying to get it to acts. And finally thought, well, I'll get my own band and they will do my songs. And I arranged to, with a newspaper, to have a contest for bands, and Herman and the Hermits were the band there. And I went to see them. They were playing Chuck Berry. I saw her standing there. Mrs. Brown actually was in the act. Quite a few just standard numbers that every band played at that stage, pre-Beatles. And every time they did the number, the stage was charged by all these girls. So I thought I'd won the lottery. this is unbelievable. I subsequently found out that they'd planted lots of people in the audience who were all went charging the stage. So it was a little game we both played. But the resultant effect was a fantastic result for me. And they actually did the B-side. And the B-side on their first single was something I wrote. Shared the royalties with Carol King Goffin. Mm-hmm. In those days, it's so stupid that the B-side got the same as the A-side.
When you approach Peter Noone and Herman and the Hermits about being their manager, and they say, yes, you signed a 3-year contract to manage the band, it was your first time as a band manager. Did you have a clear idea of what was expected of you? Did you know the roles and responsibilities of being a band manager?
Absolutely not. I was an accountant with a university degree, going to take my finals and being bored to death in an office doing ticking and audits. It was just awful. I was a musician. I played the piano and I played the guitar. And Brian Epstein and the Beatles exploded the whole scene. And once that happened, I thought, well, maybe I could do that. And so at the back of my mind, I was following on from Epstein. And once they took over America, even more so. I mean, it was incredible what really happened to all of us. I mean, in England, that was anyhow. It was just astonishing, changing fashion, changing lifestyle, younger people getting jobs instead of waiting for the senior partner to die. I mean, it was just a revolution, young people. That's brilliant. And I was part of it and very lucky to be living then. I mean, I sometimes think that, well, is it like Neil Simon says in Biloxi Blues? It was because I was young, everything was great. But I don't think it was. I think it was just an amazing time to have lived through that era, which is probably the greatest music of the century. You know, so looking back on it, I'm sure, and even listening now to the music, I'm sure I was just a damn lucky person, lucky from the point of view of just living at that time.
Harvey Lisberg is with us. His book is I'm Into Something Good, My Life Managing 10cc, Herman's Hermits, and many more. There's a wonderful story about how you go about getting Herman's Hermits, by this point, a record contract, trying to get one with EMI. You meet Mickey Most, who's an EMI producer, and how you meet and how he plays you for the first time this track called I'm Into Something Good, which is the name of your book, and of course a massive hit and the first hit for Herman's Hermits. And that launched Herman's Hermits into a two-year period of sustained success, a number of top 10 singles, and at the beginning of their career, bigger here in the U.S. than in the U.K. Mrs. Brown went to number one. Henry VIII, I Am, went high in the charts. What do you attribute that to, the fact that Herman's Hermits achieved a more U.S. success earlier in their career than U.K. success?
I think that, first of all, the image was like a very clean-cut image. Peter Noonan's blue eyes, very young Catholic boy, very good-looking. And if the mother saw him come up the drive to take their daughter out, they wouldn't be that worried. If they saw a beetle coming up with the long hair, which they weren't very keen on, they would have not been happy. And if one of the Rolling Stones had rolled up, they probably would have committed suicide. So we had a star that we had all the Midwest and all the people that like a nice image, you know, or at least somebody here looks like Andy Williams or Perry Como, is clean cut, he's not like all that other lot. So we had that to start with. And secondly, we had an English accent, which for some reason captivates people in America. I used to go into pharmacies and girls behind the counter, oh, stick around, we like to hear you talk, you're so cute, rubbish like that. But anyhow, it was the truth. It was a tremendous means of picking up girls because they just like to hear you talk. And so when we did Mrs. Brown, You Got a Lovely Daughter, we didn't want to put that out. That was done in one take at the end of an album when Mickey Most was looking for an additional song. We said, do you have anything else? Yeah, we've got this track. We do it in the act. And the boys didn't really want to put it out, but they played it. And when they played it, he recorded it, voiced and backing together, all in one take, 4 minutes, boom, goes out. And of course, all the DJs in America all of a sudden started picking on this track. We were doing a huge tour with Dick Clark, and we're getting played on radio stations, and MGM go on to Mickey Most and said, we want to put Mrs. Brown out. He said, no way, you can't put that out. It's it wasn't his pick or anything. They said, well, we'll pay you on $600,000. No, we're not going to do it. Mickey said, even if you pay me on 600,000 records when it's released. Anyhow, the demand got ferocious. Then they offered 800,000, they'd prepay on whatever happened. Then they had prepaid on 1 million, and Mickey had to agree. Came in Billboard charts at 12, highest new entry ever at that stage. Went 3-1, stayed at number one for 4 weeks, kept the Beatles' Help off the top of the charts, and therefore outsold the Beatles for a month. Now, to achieve that, I don't care who you are, it's a miracle, because the Beatles are so good. And Peter knew the Beatles. One thing I must mention to you as well, he was very young. To get out of England, I had to go to Bow Street's Magistrate Court and register as a guardian for him. It was my responsibility to look after him. Meanwhile, in the clubs in London, John and Paul have been switching vodkas for Diet Cokes or vodkas for lemonade or whatever, while looking after Peter. So, I mean, we were all part of that invasion. It was a successful invasion, to say the least.
Is with us. His book is I'm Into Something Good. Herman's Hermits there. We'll talk about 10cc and the 70s for a bit next on The Steve Gruber Show.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Well,
the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for